fixes all the chemicals. So in this picture then out of Manahan, that's schematically illustrating what's going on. We've got a water body then, where evaporating that water by that latent heat of vaporization. As the water rises up in the atmosphere then, the water cools. We will lose the humidity via precipitation, and we change the density of the air. So at the outset then, we end up with the tropical zones having low pressure systems, where we get this large evaporation component here. In the mid-latitudes, we end up with high pressure regions, and this is because we have caused the precipitation of our air. As it goes up, remember, it cools due to our temperature profile in the troposphere. As it cools, then it becomes saturated and the water falls out. So we strip away the water content, we dry the air. Now we have got a much different temperature profile when we hit the mid-latitudes to the low latitudes. In this case here, we're in high temperature zone, so in the low latitudes. So we've got very buoyant air, and hence we've got a low pressure. In the mid-latitudes, we have got the air descending because it's now cooled down, and in this case we've got a lower temperature regime as well, and the combination of two then result in a high pressure zone. Now the air then moves from high pressure to low pressure, so this is why we've got this mixing system going here. So these are called Hadley cells, where we move from the tropical buoyant moist air, we cool it, we strip the humidity out to create dry air, which is cool, which descends in the mid-latitudes, creating a high pressure zone, and then it loops back again. So this is mixing of air in the atmosphere. Again, it's a significant sort of topic in meteorology, but in this case here, it's to illustrate that's how we mix the chemicals in the atmosphere.